how none of it makes sense. You had a guy 1,300 yards, 82 catches, and everybody just keeps wondering, what decision did you arrive at that came to that conclusion?
Well, it's about building our football team going forward, and obviously we got a lot of things coming up and going forward, and we've always talked about not just 1 year, but building it for the long haul. And so every decision we make is not only for present day, which obviously we want to compete and win right now, but also building something and keeping something together.
Was there any reports on character issues, maybe like the gang association, did that influence your decision at all?
No, we made a football decision that we thought was the best interest of organization going forward.
What changed in the evaluation of the player from the time you gave him the contract extension to the time you released him?
Well, in the National Football League, 2 years is a lifetime, Zach. We know that. But in terms of getting into any specifics about any player that we got into, you know, I think trust is earned, not given in this business. And it's a big thing that we communicate with our players and talk to them individually. And so no matter who we're talking about, if they're not here anymore, we're not going to get into specifics about why they're not here. That wouldn't be fair to them.
When you talk about the reputation around the league, there have been players, among them Richard Sherman, have been outspoken about why a decision like this would be made. Are you worried about the perception around the league from players?
No. I think that we treat our players very well. That's part of this, is making sure we communicate with our players and talk to our players. And I'm very excited about the energy we have in our building right now. Players are really excited and motivated to go forward. And I don't think that's an issue.
Jeffrey Lurie said the decision was made after the season by Chip that he was going to move in another direction at the wide receiver position. Was that when you guys had decided that you were going to try and trade DeSean Jackson?
Well, I think that when you sit down after the season, you try to formulate game plans and your off-season plan. And obviously, we're still 2 weeks out from the draft, so that hasn't totally come into play yet. Everything that we're trying to do, we still are trying to improve this team. We're still trying to get better, and we're trying to build something that lasts. And with that comes some hard decisions, and we've had a couple this off-season.
When you look back at it, was there anything you could have done differently in the process to get something in return for DeSean?
I'm comfortable with the process. You know, it's never perfect here in the off season. The plans never go exactly the way you want, unfortunately. And through that, I think we got to look forward and look towards what we're trying to do here and what we're trying to build. And again, we're not trying to build something for 1 year. We're trying to be a good football team over a period of time. And with that is trying to put pieces of the puzzle together. And unfortunately, when you're managing a team in the NFL and the amount of resources you get in terms of salary cap and the players who come up in terms of contracts, you got to make decisions. And you got to figure out how you're trying to build the team and where you're going to put resources. And, you know, our offseason is part of that.
Trying
to build our football team, it was obviously all these decisions that we made in the offseason is trying to put the best team together going forward.
Do you think your number would have been like the fourth highest in the league among wide receivers? I mean, was that a concern when you talk about putting the team together?
Again, I don't want to get into specifics with any player that we've let go. I don't think that's fair to the player.
Do you think if you waited closer to the draft that you would have gotten something more in compensation in terms of a trade?
Well, I think it was also important, and we talked to our players about being fair to them and giving them an opportunity to latch on somewhere. And so I think there were a variety of reasons why we made all these moves in the time that we made them. And we're moving forward, and we're excited about the direction we're going here.
So Howard, what you're saying is basically that DeSean didn't fit the future culture of his organization.
No, I didn't say that. Those are your words, Gunnar.
And so why was March 28th, less than 1 hour after a report that linked him to gang activity, why was that the best time to make this decision?
Well, again, we're not going to go into specifics on the timing. We're moving forward. We feel good about the players we have on this team. And obviously the players that we let go, there are going to be times that we let good players go. I mean, that's really when you look around the league, that's what's happening around the league. You got to fit everyone together. You can't have everything you want in this league, unfortunately. And for us as an organization, we're trying to figure out the best way to build it and keep some level of continuity going forward.
I'm just asking because you said you think about the best interest of the player when you make these decisions, and that wouldn't seem to be in the best interest of the player because it would seem like a reaction to a report.
A reaction to a report
linking him to gang activity.
Well, as we discussed, that decision certainly wasn't at all based on that article. This was a part of our off-season plan about going forward and what we felt we had to do for the best interest of our football team and our organization.
Howie, Chip said you got no offers for DeSean at all. Did that surprise you?
I'm not going to get into specifics with teams right now. Obviously, we're talking to a lot of teams right now in preparation for the draft, and I've never commented on our talks with our players or other teams. I just don't feel like that's fair. I'm trying to talk to 31 other teams right now, so certainly.
Did you have to be talked into?
Well, I think when you look at our offseason and some of the players we brought in here, obviously very excited about Darren Sproles. And then getting Mac back and Mac not being a part of it last year. So you got no production from Jeremy because of the injury. And a first-round pick, a guy that we're really excited about. You know, Coop in year two of our program. You know, you talk about some of our younger players, Zach Ertz, you know, guys like that. And when we look at the skill position players, we look at the group as a whole. So we take the running backs, we take the receivers, we take the tight ends. And, you know, fortunate for us, the draft hasn't come yet. So we still have opportunities to add players.
As a football decision in this case, like how much of influence did Chip have in the decision? Was it an organizational type of thing? How did it come
about? Yeah, we're all in this together. You know, we spent a lot of time together and talking about our roster and talking about the options. And we move forward as one. And that's what we've done in every decision we've made since Coach has been here. And that's the decisions that we make when we're on the clock on draft day. And it's very easy for us to get together. We spend a lot of time together. We watch a lot of players together, and we figure it out. And that's what we do. And you know, it's for better or worse, it's an analogy that when you get married, you know, you skew other women. And at this point in time, you can't have everyone that you want in this league. And so when we let go of players, there are a variety of reasons, but certainly we're trying to fit the piece of the puzzle together.
How made the final decision to release Deshaun?
Adding a receiver, not just through the draft, but maybe through free agency?
Yeah, and we felt like we did. We added Coop and Mac through free agencies.
Receiver, yeah. Because you're still thin releasing two guys.
Yeah, and I think that for us, again, it's about resources, resource allocation at each position, and then factoring in the draft and everything that comes about it. And so we continue to keep our eyes open at every position. And really, until even when the roster is set, when we get down to the 53 men, we're going to look to improve the roster and look for the best ways to do that. Any little edge we'll take.
Is your draft board basically set right now?
Yeah, it's been set. You know, our bodies are accustomed to having the draft last week, so we're anxious to go. We're ready to go, and obviously we'll take the next week and a half, 10 days, to work on more information. But, man, it's exciting time. You know, we want to get our players in here, and we're excited to make some picks.
Who was the first person? Who was the first person initiated the decision to release it? Was it you or Chip?
I don't really understand that question. We don't kind of take a note.
So you guys
at
the same exact time decided that you want to release them?
Jeff, I don't know that any decision, when you make a decision with your wife, do you figure out who was the first one to bring something up? When you talk about your team in the offseason, you have a list of things that you're going to go over, and you go over each position and each player, and you talk about them. And these things don't happen overnight. You know, you take them seriously. We obviously have an obligation to our owner. We have an obligation to our fans to put together the best team that we possibly can, and we take that very seriously.
But was it Chip having to sell you, you having to sell him?
We don't get into how we make decisions. We make them together, and we make them as an organization. We make them as one, and we stand together, and that's how we do things. That's what being part of a team is all about.
Howie, did you have an idea that at the end of the regular season this may happen, or is this something that came along as the offseason came along?
Everything we do is planned out and thought about. We don't do things spur of the moment. You know, that's not how any of us roll. We think about a lot of things. So every decision we make, we've thought about. And that's what we'll continue to do as we make free agency and draft decisions.
When you talk about allocation of resources and spending at different positions, how much have those things changed since Chip took over compared to where they were during the previous regime?
Well, you're talking about different systems, so your priorities are going to change with that. And I think that over time, that also changes, you know, based on what you have, based on the young players on your team, based on the young players that you project that you want to have around for a long time. And, you know, I think one of the things that stuck with me is that the names on the back of the jersey should mean as much as the names on the front. And to do that, you have to build a core. You have to have some continuity. And at the same time, because of the way the salary cap is, you can't keep everyone. So you have to make decisions, and some of those are tough ones.
Can you take us back? Can you take us back 2 years when you gave Deshaun the extension, and why did you give him five-year, $47 million contract?
Well, I don't know that it serves any purpose to go back in time and talk about decisions that we made there. Obviously, there are a lot of different circumstances, but the one thing that stands out is he's a really good player, you know, and that's the reason that we gave him the contract at the time, and we felt comfortable for it. And obviously, in this league, 2 years is a long time, and we've had a lot of changes in 2 years, and circumstances change.
Is the football team better now than it was the day before you cut Deshaun?
Well, I don't know that that's a fair question, because obviously we haven't come together, we haven't been on the practice field, we haven't had a draft. So I never looked at it that we're judged on where we are right now at this moment. And again, it's important for us to build something and build something that lasts. And with that comes tough decisions.
When you talk about
the time the season starts, you know, than you were last year.
Can you tell me the guys on our team after the draft next week? Obviously, that's our goal. Our goal is to our goal is to put something together that's a good product now and going forward, and that's where we are.
Chip has spent a lot of time on the road with pro day workouts, probably more than any coach I could recall. How helpful is that to you in getting ready for the draft?
It's awesome. It's really awesome to be able to have him go to all these pro days and then come back and compare those guys. And you know, obviously in the fall he's doing work on our football team and our opponents, and for him to want to do that, because I mean, he is really heart and soul of football, and that's what he's all about. And for him to take the time to travel to all these places and spend the time doing the research on these guys and come back, and obviously there's people at the schools that he's going to that we're interested in, and so for him to be able to do that, it just adds another whole wrinkle to the draft process.
You've been adamant since the end of the season that the wide receiver position, there's a lot of depth in this coming draft. How much did that factor into your decision to release DeSean Jackson?
Well, I wouldn't put it on just one player. You know, we've made a couple moves at the wide receiver position, and obviously you have to factor in the talent in the draft when you look at that. But we will not be in a situation in this draft where we're going to force something. We're going to go by our board, and I think we're fortunate, and I've said it a couple of times, that when you look at the wide receiver position in this draft, it's unique. It's unique as you look back at draft classes, and I think we'll be in every round, and there'll be a draft process that we look at and go, man, that guy's still on the board. And I think that's exciting.
You talked about when you and Dante go over, you wanted to change a little bit or improve the PR image of the team to be the fans who do your show, but you also waited here quite a long time with the team to talk about releasing DeSean. You know, you release a lot of players, but he generates more reaction. Why did you wait this long as a team to speak about it?
You know, I think that our normal protocol when we go through getting rid of players is that we don't talk about it. It's really a discussion between us and the player, and we feel very strongly about that with our players and really throughout the organization.